This is Asher, participant ID 7013. All right, Asher. To get started, can you please hit a buzzer for me to start off? Is that your favorite one? Yeah, I like that one too. So do you know the alphabet since you're in second grade?
Yeah.
So all I want you to do is tell me the letter and what you see, and then if you can, think of something else that starts with the same letter, okay?
A, apple, alligator.
Oh, good one.
B, boy, bat.
Yep.
C, cookie, cat.
You're fast at these. Look at you go.
D, duck, doodle. E, elephant, does iguana start with E?
It's the same sound.
Eel.
Yep, eel. You like your animals, huh?
F, fish, food.
Food.
G, guitar.
Some of these are a bit tricky.
Gorilla.
Yep, more animals.
H, house. Hippo.
More animals.
I, ice.
You just said this one.
Iguana.
Yep.
J, juice. Jug. K, key. Kite. L, leaf, life.
Right, yep.
M, monkey, moon. N, nose, nostril?
Yes, good job.
O, orange, ostrich. P, plate, penguin.
You know all your animals, huh?
Q, quack, quail. R, red, roof. S, spider, spun.
Do you like spiders? You do? Wow. I cannot say that.
T, table, tooth.
Yep.
U, umbrella, us.
Mm-hmm.
V, so vacuum, violin. W, watch.
These can be a bit hard.
Whale.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. That was so good.
X-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yellow.
And lastly,
Z, zebra. Hey, they took my Z.
Can you think of something else? This one's probably the hardest one. Where do you go to see a bunch of animals?
Zoo.
Yeah, there you go. You did so good. Do you like animals?
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
I like iguanas.
Why do you like iguanas?
I don't know.
You just like him? All right, moving on to the next one. Since you did so good on that one, can you please now hit a buzzer for me? So you're so good at your alphabet. How are you on your numbers?
Good.
Good.
I guess.
Okay, can we see how good you are? These will kind of trick you up a little. So,
one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think's after 15?
17. 20.
I know. What do you think's gonna come after 20?
30.
Close.
25. 35. 30.
30.
35.
Close. Now we're switching it up again. We're going up by tens.
40.
Yep.
50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
What do you think we're gonna do now? We went up by fives and went up by tens.
20s?
Even higher.
30s? 40s?
Even higher.
50s?
Even higher.
60s?
Even higher.
70s?
Even higher.
80s?
Even higher.
90s?
Even higher.
100s?
Yep. So where do you think is going to be next?
200. 300. 300.
And now we're switching it up again. So what do you think is going to come after this?
550?
It's a big number. I'm warning you.
1,000.
Yes. You did so good.
1,005?
You can keep going, but now we're at addition. How are you with addition?
I don't even know what that is.
Do you just want to attempt it for me? And if not, can you just read out each individual thing?
9 + 7 equals.
If you want to try it.
Oh, addition. Oh, yeah, yes. I know addition. Okay. Yeah. 16.
Yep, good job.
18. I mean, 20.
No, you're right. What does this say?
Oh, 18. I thought it said plus 18.
Can you read it out for me?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Yep. What about we get even more difficult?
6 times 3.
And if you don't know it, it's okay.
I'm not good at times.
No. Can I take a wild guess?
63.
Same answer as this one.
18.
Yep. And lastly, the worst of them all.
What's that sign?
Division. So.
I know division. I think.
You do? Can you read it out for me?
21 divided by 3
mm-hmm.
equals. 4?
How old are you?
7.
What do you think the answer is?
7.
Yeah. You did so good.
I know what 1 divided by 1 is, but I don't know anything else.
You know, at least you know something, right?
Yeah.
Alright, can you hit another buzzer for me so we can move on to the next task? The doorbell, that one's one of my favorites. Alright, this one's really, really simple, but it's kind of goofy. So, I'm going to need your help on this, okay? What's this?
A doorbell?
It's
a bell.
Then what's this?
2 bells. A bed.
We're going to call this a crib.
Crib.
This is 1 crib.
2 cribs?
Yep. This is where it gets weird. This is called a pite.
A plate?
A pite.
Ah, a pite.
I have 1 pite.
2 pites?
Yep.
A rock?
Yep.
2 rocks?
Yes.
A wig.
This is called a foo. I know, they're weird. So if this is 1 foo, then we have...
2 foos. A fidget. I have that.
You do? What do you call it?
A fidget.
We're going to call this a kel. I know, we call it weird words. So if this is 1 kel...
2 kels. A lamp.
We're going to call this a light.
Light.
So if you're 1 light, then we have?
2 lights.
2 lights. We're gonna call this a brip.
A what?
A brip.
A brip?
A brip.
A brip?
Yep. If you have one brip, then we have?
Two brips.
I know, isn't it confusing? Alright, this looks weird, but we're gonna call this a yuck.
Oh, a yuck.
If this is one yuck, then this is?
Two yucks.
Mm-hmm.
A shoe?
Yep, one shoe.
Two shoes?
We're gonna call this a mip.
A mip?
Mm-hmm.
A mip? Like one mip?
One mip.
Two mips?
We're gonna call this a smide.
A smide. Looks like an alien donut.
Doesn't it? Would you eat it?
No. Two smides.
We're gonna call this a yag.
A yag.
This is one yag that we have.
Two yags. A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
We're gonna call this a snack.
A what?
A snack.
A snack?
I know, this is a normal one. Just a snack.
A snack.
Snack.
Two snacks. A cup. A mug.
A cup. Yeah, you can say cup. One cup.
Two cups. A boat.
We're gonna call this a ship.
A ship. Two ships. A purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
A bag. Two bags. A soccer ball?
You know, everyone says it looks like trash, but we're gonna call this a skack.
A skack? What's it do?
I couldn't tell you. They're just random words for random pictures.
A skack.
Mm-hmm.
Two skacks.
Good job.
A slide. A slide. Two slides.
And then?
A measure cup. No.
This is called a dup.
A what?
A dup.
A dup?
A dup.
A dup. A dup. Two dups.
Yeah, that's it. You did so well. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
I know. They're such weird words. But you did them well. You said all of them. So on to the next task. So do you know what to do now?
Nope.
You hit a buzzer.
Yeah, of course.
Buzzer for me. Green one for the green task. Alright, this one you can use your creative brain. Tell me what's going on in the picture. And then make up a story on why it's happening.
A boy and a lion are fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's big fish and little fish under the pond, I guess. And they're going to the other side.
What's other side of what?
Other side of the lake.
Why?
Because that's where their hut is.
They live together?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's his pet.
Well, do you have a pet lion?
I have a pet dog. That's basically like a lion.
Why do you think they became friends, if you had to come up with a story for me?
Because he was at a pet shop and...
You've been to a pet shop with a lion before?
No, but I've been to a pet shop.
Did you get your dog from a pet shop?
Did we get our dog from a pet shop? Okay, no.
No. All right, anything else you see? Anything else you want to tell me about?
There's lily pads.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Why isn't the boat sinking? Don't lions, like, weigh a lot?
Yeah.
And what if he gets hungry? What do you think he's going to eat?
Fish.
The fish, not the kid.
I guess, or plants.
Or the plants. All right, well... Is that all you see? All you want to tell me?
Well, there's a caterpillar right there.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, you're right.
And, yeah.
All right, we can move on to the next one. Same thing.
A boy standing up on his bed and pretending that he is a pilot. And because he's doing that because he wants to be a pilot when he grows up. And he's throwing it out the window. And he has a fish tank right there, cars, and a sock.
Do you think his room is clean?
Nope.
Does this look like your room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think he has no ceiling?
Well, he does, but his imagination is covering it.
He's imagining it.
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Do you want to be a pilot when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm an artist, maybe.
You want to be a what?
An artist.
Oh, that's so cool. What kind of artist?
Normal artist, a painter.
Like painting? Okay. Are you good at painting? What do you like painting?
Anything I can think of.
Do you have a favorite painting of yours?
No.
No, they're all good. Alright, we can move on to the next one. Alright.
A boy, a scientist, and he's looking at a light bulb, and there's an octopus about to, an octopus assistant, and he can do, and he's doing many, many things at once.
Oh, yeah, because he has so many arms.
Yeah.
Do you think he could run really fast?
Nope.
Why?
Because he has so many arms.
And he doesn't have any legs. Do you think it's all arms, or do you think some of them are legs?
Some of them are legs?
Do you think some of them are legs, or do you think all of them are arms?
I think all of them are arms.
Do you think all of them are arms? So he just crawls on them?
Well, he's supposed to be in the sea, so...
But he's not.
He just sticks on them and moves.
What else do you see in the picture? Do you see any other animals?
A rat, two rats, and a scientist.
What do you think they're experimenting?
A light bulb.
A light bulb?
How to turn on the lights, I guess. Electricity.
Alright, well, let's go on to the next one. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this one? Alright, last one.
A girl is picking a giant turnip out of the ground, and she is bringing it home for dinner, and there are snails eating her stuff, I guess, and there are miniature thingies compared to that one, and she has a garden, and she's harvesting them.
How did her turnip get so big?
Maybe she let it grow for a long time.
Do you think she's gonna eat that by herself?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Anything else you see?
Snails.
Alright. That's it with this task. So now do you know what to do? Good job. How do you feel about reading?
I don't know.
You want to try it out for me?
Sure.
I'd love to hear you read.
When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, just like my hero. Officer Hernandez. Who works hard to keep people safe. Last year, when someone broke into our house, Officer Hernandez and came to make sure we were safe. He found the police people that broke in and took them to jail. When I grow up, I want to help people just like Officer
Hernandez does.
When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a doctor, just like my hero, Dr. Ailey. Doctors work hard to keep people well. last year when Pop got very sick, she helped him get better. When I grow up, I want to help people just like Dr. Ailey does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a teacher just like my hero, Mr. Hawkins. Teachers work hard to help people learn. Last year, Mr. Hawkins helped me learn to read, and now I can read by myself. When I grow up, I want to help people read just like Mr. Hawkins does. When I grow up, what will I be? Maybe I will be a police officer, or a doctor, or a teacher, or maybe all three. I know I will have to study hard, and I hope I am a hero to someone just like me. What will I be? I will know someday. Right now, I am a kid, and I will go outside to play.
You like that?
Again, yeah.
Let's read the next one.
Omer was a hard worker. When he got home from school, he helped his mom clean. Omer, please help me clean the kitchen, his mom said. Yes, mom, Omer replied. He went to the kitchen and began to work. There was a big mess to clean because six people lived in his home. While he worked, he thought about playing soccer. When I am finished with the dishes, I will see if my friends will play soccer with me. When Omer finished working in the kitchen, he picked up his soccer ball, then started to head out the door. Omer, please help me clean the tub, his mom requested. Omer remembered his grandmother telling him, you must listen to your mom and do everything you are told. So Omer was set down his ball. Yes, mom, Omer said. He went to the tub to clean while he worked. He thought about his grandmother who lived in Somalia. He missed
Somalia.
He missed her and liked to send her letters. Omer's mom also wrote grandmother letters in Somalia. Omer wrote the envelopes in English. Every month, Omer's mom sent money to grandmother. Grandmother bought food for Omer's aunt and cousins. Omer worked hard for his mom. His mom worked hard for her grandmother. When the tub was clean, Omer got his soccer ball. He started to head outside. Omer, thank you for working so hard today. You are an important part of our family. We have fun playing soccer with your friends. Omer smiled as he went outside to play.
You're a fantastic reader. This is our last one for reading.
Carmelo, Sam, and Rasha play baseball. Rasha is a good hitter. One day, he hit the baseball over the fence. Oh no, said Carmelo. Now we cannot play. Our ball is gone. Sam said, no problem. I will jump over the fence and get the ball. No, you can't. The ball went over Mr. Smith's fence. Mr. Smith has a big tan dog. If you jump over the fence, the dog will bark and bite you, said Carmelo. Sam said, fine. I will just go knock on Mr. Smith's door. That is just what he did. Mr. Smith laughed. He said, my dog wouldn't hurt a fly. Here is your ball. Sam was a superhero that day. I never saw snow before in Somalia. It does not Snow, this is my first winter in Ohio. It is cold. Now it is cold enough to snow. I looked out the window before I went to bed and I did not see snowflakes fall. When I woke up, there was snow on the ground. I woke my cousin and we ran outside. The other kids were lying on the ground in the snow. They were doing jumping jacks on the ground. When they stood up, I saw the snow angels.
Isn't that a funny way to describe snow angels? Jumping jacks on the ground. All right, thank you so much. You did so great at that. Can you hit another buzzer for me so we can move on to the next one? That's my favorite. All right. These are very simple. I just want you to tell me what's going on in the picture and how you would do it step by step.
Brushing his teeth and put on the toothpaste, wet the brush, and brush my teeth. Washing the dishes. Take the soap, put it on the dish, put it through the water, and put it in the dishwasher.
Yep.
Tying your shoelaces. I'm not good at this.
You're not good at that? It's hard to explain, isn't it? You're not like,
You make a simple knot, then you make a loop and you wrap it around the loop and you pull it through the loop.
Yeah,
and
that's literally exactly what you do.
Make cereal. pour cereal into the bowl and pour milk.
Is that
and then eat.
You should pour the cereal first or the milk?
The cereal. Put on a sweatshirt. Get the sweatshirt and put it on. Make a cupcake. First you make the cupcake, then...
Do you know how to make a cupcake?
Huh?
Do you know how to make a cupcake?
No.
No?
Oh, you can skip to the after you make it. How do you read it?
You put icing on and sprinkles and caramel, I guess, and chocolate chips.
What's your favorite flavor of cupcakes?
I don't really like cupcakes,
like
so
cupcakes.
I don't know.
Do you like donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
painting. You know how to do this, don't you? Get water. You put a paintbrush inside the water. Then you get paint and put it on the piece of paper that you...
When you paint, is it usually messy like this?
Not when I do it.
Nah, that's good.
Put on a seatbelt. Grab the seatbelt and put it on. what's this? What's the picture of?
You tell me. What do you see?
Someone giving her teddy bear water.
And then how would you do that?
Get water, put a teaspoon in, and put it to the teddy bear's mouth.
That's so silly.
A fairy? What is that?
What costume is he even wearing?
I don't know.
He's like 10 things in one. Where do you think he's going?
To a parade, maybe.
To a parade? Maybe a Halloween party?
Maybe. But what would he be doing with a tie?
I don't know.
Get up and slide down the slide.
Simple enough, huh?
Yeah. And pull back your leg and let it go.
Do you play any sports?
Soccer.
What position? Do you have a position or play all of them?
You just play all of them. Take a block, put it on the other block. Pull back and let go.
Do you usually have someone push
it? I pump.
You do it on yourself?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I pull back my legs and I pull them back and forth, I guess. Give someone a lollipop. You have a lollipop and you let it go to someone else's hands. Think is think.
What do you think he's thinking about?
Math test? I don't know.
Maybe he's nervous about his math test.
Maybe.
Alright, you did so great on those. So, we have one last thing. So, can you please hit a buzzer for me? Which one? Have you pressed all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. The doorbell. Alright, I'm gonna choose a few of my favorite pictures and you get to tell me about them. So, this is the first one.
Someone flying around in space tied to her thingy so she doesn't get lost in space. And she wanted to go to the moon, I guess.
Do you recognize any of these planets?
I don't remember the names for them.
That's okay.
Piano.
Piano.
They're in a band, so they're practicing, and they want to sound good. I guess that's why you practice.
This one, and then we'll do one more.
A frog in a cup wearing a crown. He's King Frog, so that's his throne.
This one, I love this one. It's so funny.
A rich unicorn with a beard and candy and coins around.
You can do more if you want to, otherwise we can stop whenever you want.
I'm done.
Alright, thank you so much for participating. You could have all of them if you want to. Thank you.